Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeComp and Gavin Dursen, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world.
Hello, this is Gavin Dursen.
This is Tom LeComp. Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple.
This is a podcast that's dedicated to helping folks explore life with Jesus outside of the traditional walls of church. So if you found us and this is the first time joining us, welcome. Today we want to talk just briefly. This is going to be a short, brief podcast. We're celebrating our 2-year anniversary of this podcast, and that's pretty amazing, Tom.
I can't believe we've been doing this for 2 years. It doesn't seem that long.
Yeah, and it's, Tom and I, if you're just kind of new to the podcast, I help lead a simple church or house church network in the central Kentucky area. And Tom is in Louisville area of Kentucky. And originally we just started doing this because we thought it'd be kind of a good way for you and I to just connect and hash through different ideas. And we thought, why don't we record it and turn it into a podcast? And it's been fun.
It has been fun. I've really enjoyed doing it. And, you know, there's a lot of information that you'll find on the internet. And that's pretty much how you find this information about Simple Church. Unless you're, you know, involved with somebody who's actually doing it. But I've noticed in the last 2 years, this is one thing I've noticed, Gavin, that there's been a actual reduction in the amount of information and the flow of information that you can find about Simple Church, Micro Church, Organic Church, House Church on the internet. I think one of the reasons is the website House to House was really a go-to website, but that's kind of in flux, and it's been in flux for the past year or so. So one of the reasons we wanted to start doing this was because of all that information. There was a lot of good information, but you know, there was a lot of bad information. So we started this to kind of increase the percentage of what we think is good information and make this, more of a, credible movement. I don't know. Not that we can do that, but we want to lend our voice to the goodness and truth of this.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's kind of, and it's been good for me because if you go back and listen through these podcasts, I mean, many of the conversations you and I started around this microphone, you know, they continued in my home and with my wife and even into the simple church communities that I found myself a part of as we've kind of been working through this whole thing. And I it is interesting. I do think there has been a reduction somewhat of information available online. But at the same time, I think it seems as though there's a growing interest, and not just amongst people outside the traditional church, but even within the traditional church, there seems to be a kind of an increase in the awareness of, hey, like, we're something's not right here. We're not, discipleship has become a big deal, but there have been it seems to be bottlenecked in some way. So hopefully this has been an encouragement to that. And I think for me, as I reflect back the last couple of years, it's been getting to know you better, Tom. It's been the conversations we've had, like I said, that have helped me as I've worked through this. But I think it's, you know, there's been a few folks that we've connected with through this podcast, people that have contacted us and said, hey, I'd like to know more about this thing. And I, honestly, that's been the highlight to me. And it's something that I hope going forward that we can do more of, because if I've learned anything, it's that, Jesus seems to operate through relationships. And while information can be transferred in this format, I think in order for someone to really be able to do this, live this life with Christ that we're encouraging, you are going to have some folks around you and at some level a relationship with them. And hopefully as we go forward, that'll be something that we can enjoy more of as people listen to the podcast, give us a call and say, hey, I'm out here, I'm trying this, pray for me, et cetera. Maybe we can visit, y'all can visit us, that kind of thing. Cause I think we really need each other, and we need to have those friendships to live this life with Christ in this day and age for sure.
Exactly. And between us, Gavin, you and I, we've been studying this phenomenon, this movement for over 2 decades, between the two of us. And, you know, to us, this is not a fad. This is not a passing thing. We're committed to this. And what we've learned, we take the best of that, and we want to share with you. We want to take what we've learned and drive it around the block and then present it to you. Not as our own thoughts, but you know, we're going to take the best practices that we found, the best theory, the best knowledge, and also the best practices, and just kind of share them with our podcast audience.
Yeah. So one of the things that Tom and I have been kind of kicking around is that I think in the coming year, we really want to kind of reboot the podcast in some ways. I know it seems like with these things that most people, when they find a podcast, they generally don't go back and listen to episode one, especially if there's like how many ever episodes we got now, like
we're in the
60s
now.
60 of them. So most people look at that and they say, wow, I'll listen to the last couple. And so what I've been kind of feeling this itch to do, and Tom and I've been beating it around a little bit, is to kind of reboot it and to say, hey, if you're someone out there that has found this podcast, we assume that you're somewhat interested in Christ, and that you're probably interested in figuring out what life with Christ can look like in our day and age in North America here, perhaps particularly outside of the traditional structures that are all around us. And so what we really want to do is to kind of almost give like a 7 to 10 week training course of sorts, not in the sense of we're just going to be telling you what to do, but start from the beginning. Here's the first question that you're going to want to probably wrestle with. And here's some assignments that we want to give you between now and the next podcast, even a challenge, if you will, like go and do this thing, go and have this conversation, play this video with your wife, or sit down and make a list of these things, and really kind of walk someone, you know, it kind of goes against some of the things that you and I talked, Tom. It kind of cuts against the organic aspect, in the sense that there is not a linear step-by-step process that you just start and that works every time. Nope. At the same time, I think there are some things that you can, questions that are essential to ask.
Yes.
And there are some steps that of faith that you must take to begin to see something like organic church start to happen. You know, you got to put the seed in the ground watch it be watered and watch it grow.
There are things to do that will, you know, not ensure success, but kind of make your chances of success a little better as a successful church. Definitely things to avoid. We talked about that in the past few years. Lots of things to avoid, but mostly we just want to examine what the scriptures say about not just house church, but what is church? What is a church, and what's it like to be a part of God's church, and then behave in such a manner? And if you think church is just an event or a place, that's what we're going to talk about. It's not an event. It's not a place. It is who we are in Christ as a body of Christ. And it's not things that we do on an individual basis. It's things we do in community, with Christ as our head. And so we'll explore that.
Yeah. And so the challenge would be too, is that, hey, you know, we might have this podcast on step one, and the challenge for Tom and I will be, you know, we're going to do it with you, and next podcast we'll report on how our challenge went for ourselves, and then hopefully we can hear back from you all about if anyone joins us on this little experiment, if you will, how that went for you, and we can begin encouraging each other. And it would be a wonderful thought, I think, Tom, to think that if, you know, we could do this podcast, and as a result of that, people maybe across the country or even the globe might chime in, take our challenge, and walk with us for a few months down this path. And as a result, that people might come into the kingdom and new families of faith could be born. That would be a wonderful, wonderful thing.
That's good, Gavin, because what we want to emphasize in this is the missional aspect of church in general. You know, the church is not a place to sit and receive. The church is the body of Christ, and a body is active. A body does things. A body grows. And this is what we want to see happen. You know, it's not that we're presenting just an alternative to going to a brick and mortar church just to satisfy our desires, our temperaments, but this is actually how can we get the most out of being the body of Christ? And maybe for some of you, it is going to a brick and mortar church and doing all the programs and, you know, really getting involved in the programs and the activities, but we also see a way that small groups, small communities can really, really multiply themselves and make disciples and win people to Jesus and be examples of Jesus in their communities. And that's what we want to explore. That's the aspect of the simple, organic, micro church, house church, whatever, that we want to explore with you, good people. And we really want to hear from you. And what are you struggling with? What's worked well with you? What questions do you have? Please, please give us comments and questions.
So that's a little bit of where we're going to be heading in the coming months. And we want to encourage you to join us on the adventure. And by all means, don't even have to wait till the podcast to do that, obviously. We would love to have a conversation with you over the phone or Skype today and help you get started with what it could perhaps look like. We would be happy to give you a bit of a preview over the phone or Skype with you and help you get started today down this road of walking with Jesus and in our day and age, apart from some of the things that perhaps you've been a part of in the past or the ways you've thought about Jesus in the past that have been very tied to the church building, the church program. So that's what we're about. And we look forward to doing that. And it has been a wonderful ride the last couple years, and we look forward to seeing where it goes. So be on the lookout for sort of a reboot, if you will, of the Keep It Simple podcast coming up in the next month or so. And let your friends know about it if you can. And you've enjoyed this. They tell me that if you go on iTunes and rate the podcast, that sort of helps bump it up to where others can find it more easily if they're searching about faith or God or church or any of these sorts of things on their search engine. So we would certainly appreciate it if you have enjoyed this podcast, to go on there and give us a good rating, and that'll help everybody. And maybe some more folks might find this, and who knows, as a result, new families of faith would be born all across America and the globe.
If you want to give us feedback, there are a variety of ways. We have, of course, the iTunes. You can leave us comments. We have a website. It's through WordPress. It's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can leave comments there for us. We also have a Facebook page. It's called Keep It Simple Podcast. And we would love to hear some feedback. If you go to the keepitsimplepodcast.com or I think the Facebook, you can actually write to Gavin and us through the email. Leave us comments. Find out more about us. Ask us questions. We're here for you.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Keep It Simple.
Thanks. You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways. Find us on the web at keepitsimplepodcast.com. That's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Keep It Simple, a simple church podcast. Or you can find us on iTunes. We welcome your feedback and your prayers.